principle number 8, discussing the spiritual work of emunah, the spiritual work of believing. We've been discussing 10 different aspects of emunah, and we got already to the 10th one discussed here. So we're on page 22. And the 10th aspect of emunah discussed here is emunah, that the way to connect to God is through emunah. Connection to God comes specifically through emunah. Living our lives with emunah means constantly striving to transcend our understanding. So this emunah that we're working on, all of this ability to believe beyond what we understand, that everything is flowing from boundless goodness, that that's what's going on. There's a source of reality bestowing boundless goodness and pleasure to everyone. And that we're all in the process right now of this goodness becoming revealed to us in the ultimate way. And that the hiddenness we're going through right now is all part of it coming out in the most beautiful way. So all of the emunah, all of our working on cultivating our belief that this is what's happening, we would naturally think that this is something we have to suffer through till we get to the moment when all of the goodness will finally be revealed. But as we mentioned before and discussed a little bit, the Kabbalah is trying to get us to realize that the state of emunah, the state of believing, the state that transcends our understanding, is not just a stage that we need to suffer through until we're ready for the goodness to become revealed to us, but that the state of emunah itself is so precious. That in the state where God's goodness is concealed from us and we're able to have emunah, we're able to believe that everything is God's goodness, even though we're not experiencing it right now. That state is a state in which we are in a state of giving. We're giving up our desire to understand and to see and to experience the goodness. It's a state of giving love. It's a state of unconditional love, which is a state of connection to God. It's a state of connection to God that is not rooted in serving our own self-interest. It's a connection to God that transcends our self-interest. So it's a connection to God that's actually in a place of loving, not a place of just taking God's love, but a place of returning love. So we have the idea that the way of emunah is the spiritual path. Not only as a means to an end, but as an ultimate state of being. We have in the Torah, it describes the giving of the Torah, where we have all of the nation of Israel, millions of people are around Har Sinai, and there was such oneness between all of the people that everyone was like one heart, that complete state of oneness of millions of people gave us the ability to have an extremely high level of divine experience. Now, after that experience, days later in the Torah, the nation of Israel is worshiping the golden calf. Now, if you read the Torah just on its simple level, it's how could that possibly be understood? We have this most exalted level of divine experience by the entire nation. And days later, the nation, after actually experiencing on such a high level the source of reality, is going to be worshiping a golden calf? It's not possible. So as we mentioned before, we learned the whole Torah is all written in coded language. Everything in the Torah is giving us deep insight into our inner spiritual development, and it's all encoded in what seem to be the stories of the Torah. So the word for golden calf in Hebrew is Egel HaZahav. So the word egel, calf, is the same root as the Hebrew word for gilui, which means to be revealed. And zahav is a code word for having divine experience. Zahav means gold, that which is so valuable, the value of experiencing God. So egel hazahav, golden calf, is a coded language for divine experience becoming revealed. So there was a very extremely high level of divine experience experienced by the nation of Israel together because they had reached such high levels of love. But then it was so high, that level of divine experience, that we were worshiping that experience. Worshiping the golden calf is coded language for saying we are worshiping the revealment of that divine experience. That we wanted to just stay in that experience and draw forth even more divine experience. That was the goal, divine experience. We experience how pleasurable that is to cosmic levels we can't even dream of. And so we naturally wanted from that experience to stay there. What could be beyond that? We reached the goal. We're experiencing God. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, who's known as the Rahaya Mehemna, the shepherd of faith, is trying to shepherd us and guide us to realize that all of the divine experience that we have along the way, in this case, this ultimate divine experience, is not the goal, but it's the stepping stone to reaching higher levels of Emunah. The Emunah is where it's at. That Emunah is higher than revelation. Every aspect of divine experience that we have is to help us reach higher levels of Emunah. It's not what we think, that every level of Emunah has reached higher levels of divine revelation. Because in the divine revelation, on some level, there's an aspect that's taking the love, receiving the love, we're serving ourselves. And in the state of Emunah, it's the opposite. We're in a state of giving, of loving, of giving the love. So it's the idea that the Emunah itself is the ultimate. Now, it's not so simple because we learned that there's two stages. There's a stage called the fixing of creation, which is a stage of giving to give. And then we come to the stage of the purpose of creation, which is receiving to give. So giving to give is a state of Emunah. And receiving to give, the final stage, is the stage of being able to receive all the goodness in the ultimate way. So in some ways, divine revelation is higher than Emunah. But from our perspective, from our spiritual work, we want the Emunah to be the most important for us. Because the source of reality is always shining the love to us. But our work is to always be trying to be loving back. So from our perspective, we're being guided in our spiritual work, that the way of spiritual work is the way of Emunah. That's what we're trying to cultivate, we're trying to grow, what we're trying to develop. Not just as a means to get to the revelation, but as a goal in and of itself. On simple example, when we're praying to God for help in some situation, we could be praying for, God, please give me to see that all of this situation is for the good. Or it could be praying, God, please give me the Emunah that this situation is for the good. So the idea is that the Emunah is even higher than revelation. So he's saying here in number 10, Emunah, that the way to connect to God is through Emunah. Connection to God comes specifically through Emunah. Living our lives with Emunah means constantly striving to transcend our understanding. The transcending our understanding, the state of consciousness called Emunah, is not what we're suffering through, but to try to come to where emuna is what we're working on appreciating and attaining and developing. The spiritual path is the path of emuna. Okay, so we'll stop for now, and God willing, continue next time.